Lord, your word abides. In Lamentations 3, verse 23, we read, Great is your faithfulness. While in Romans 8, 25, But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And again in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God has spoken to his people through his word. The Bible is not the story of a people groping after God. It is the continual, progressive self-revelation of God Almighty. It is an ongoing, step-by-step unveiling of God to his people. His word contains both precepts and promises, poetry and prophecy. Oh, his word is a love letter to every believer, which says, I love you. Oh, this love is not the frothy romance of novels, nor the passion of a paperback. It speaks of strength and stamina, pain and long-suffering patience. It speaks of heartache and endurance. It speaks of deep disappointment and yet an abiding forgiveness. It speaks of love that never fails, despite the grossest betrayals. It speaks of tenderness, regardless of the most ruthless duplicity. It speaks of forbearance and grace, in spite of deception and disloyalty. Oh, it speaks of the deepest affection, a love that never gives up, that never even fluctuates, no matter what. It speaks of his precepts and promises through poetry and prophecy. Scripture is replete with promises fulfilled and vows completed. The Lord visited Sarah, and he did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Joseph told his brothers, God will bring you up out of this land. Oh, the Lord fulfilled promises to Abraham, Hannah, Mary, Zechariah, Simeon. Similarly, his people, the nation of Israel. We read in Hebrews 11:32, I have seen the affliction of my people. I have come down to deliver them. Not one word of all the good promises the Lord had made to Israel has failed. All came to pass. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises. God's faithful love and tender forbearance is seen throughout the scripture. His word and promises never once failed throughout the past 6,000 years. The word of God is witness to that fact. And untold saints who passed this way before can vouch safe to this truth. Because of the past faithfulness of his word, future prophecy is assumed. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfil it? God's word is as true today as it was in the days of old. His precepts and promises, poetry and prophecy, are as fresh as ever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we live by faith and not by sight. We trust his word because he has spoken it. And we love him because he first loved us. Such love and faith does not find its roots in today's passing events. Such love and faith is not based on fluctuating feelings. Such love and faith does not follow after human schemes. Such love and faith is not founded on hopeful speculations. Such love and faith is firmly fixed in the immutable God. Such love and faith is secured in the unbreakable Word of God. When we are tempted to base our love and faith on temporal things, passing events or fluctuating feelings, on human schemes or hopeful speculations, just consider looking away from the temporal to the eternal. Consider looking away from the earthly to the heavenly. Consider looking away from the terrestrial to the celestial. Consider the immutability of God's promises and prophecy. Consider Jesus. Consider him who is faithful and true. If we fail in our faith or falter in our confidence, he remains faithful. If we betray his trust or fluctuate in our feelings, he abides constant. If our love dims and we vacillate in our trust, he stays the same. He cannot deny himself. In Isaiah 40 we read these words: "The grass withers and the flower fades. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of our God will stand for ever. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful."